Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. We know that it has been a different Easter season this year. As we continue to stand in the throes of the pandemic, with its stay-at-home precautions, quarantines, illnesses and deaths, and a season of fasting, which has extended itself well beyond the 40 days of Lent and what was originally thought of. Still, there is room for us to rejoice within this season of Easter because it is filled with stories that give us glimpses into some of the events that happened post-Easter. While we heard the story of the women and the angels at the empty tomb, Mary's encounter with Jesus in the garden, the foot race between Peter and the beloved disciple, the story of Thomas, or the story of what happened on the road to Emmaus, we hope and pray that we may recognize our own encounters with the risen Christ. This Sunday, like every fourth Sunday of Easter, is designated by the church as Good Shepherd Sunday, with lessons evoking Old and New Testament images of God, Jesus, as shepherd, caring for humankind. Today's readings are indeed comfort food for the soul, as they place us into the arms of love, comfort, protection, peace, and guidance unlike any other that we will ever experience except in God. In our psalm for today, we prayed, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We and the world need to hear and digest those words, that psalm, now more than ever these days. And perhaps not with the image we have come to know, with a good shepherd portrayed as he is in Sunday school, doe-eyed, cool and calm, surrounded by lambs, but instead, Jesus as the shepherd who stands guard, ready to take action against any and every adversary who dares to come near us. This shepherd's rod and staff are not simply for show, but are with him to guard and protect us as we walk through this valley. in this time of uncertainty, fear, and anxiety. And as Satan thinks that he will have his way. The story in today's gospel, according to John, comes after Jesus healed the man born blind. Here Jesus is defending himself against temple leaders who have become more and more put out by Jesus' words and actions. They want to know more about him and who exactly Jesus claims himself to be. In his response, Jesus uses images that were familiar to the people of his day. Those of shepherd, sheep, and gates. Now, before we go any further, we should note that the lectionary only gives us verses 1 through 10 of the shepherd's discourse. Our pericope, our lesson, falls short of verse 11, where Jesus does indeed say that he is the good shepherd. But here we are, listening, reading, as Jesus proclaims who he is. So here we have today's text, the gospel text, which has often been used by some to identify people as either being in or out. In verse 1, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit." People have used this verse to set up walls and boundaries centuries before and even now. We've often questioned, so, who is in? Who is out? Who exactly is welcome? Is it everybody? Certain classes of people? Those whose skin color are different? Those whose sexual orientation are questioned? Those who think differently, act differently, worship differently, believe differently. That implication fits in with, have you found Jesus? You know, Bishop Dion often refers to that question. Have you found Jesus? And are you saved? But listen clearly. By his incarnation, Jesus was and is God made flesh, who cares for the hearts and souls of all humankind. John starts out and sets the record straight. For God so loved the world. And so Jesus laid down his life for each and every person ever created in the image and likeness of God. He, the risen Christ, showed and continues to show us how to love who and what God loves. And it's no secret. God has made it no secret. that there are no boundaries with God. Now, by describing himself as the gate, Jesus is inviting us into those places of God's presence and calm and security. He is inviting us into those places where grace and mercy and peace exist. And through Jesus, who is the gate, we can also boldly go out into the world, knowing that we shall never be in want. That we can indeed walk through those valleys and through the shadows of loss, sickness, anxiety, everyday living safe and secure. That we can indeed go knowing that God is walking with us, for we never, ever walk alone. We can overcome every obstacle with the help of God, the risen Savior is walking with us, beside us, in front of us, behind us, every step of the way. And by his constant presence, we, you and I, can help be the balm in Gilead that is sorely needed in this world, that is not only plagued with coronavirus, but also with greed and envy and hate. With him by our side, walking with us, we can be the bridge over troubled water. We can be who God means us to be for ourselves and for others. Jesus is the gate by which we can enter and go out renewed and refreshed, ready to take part in God's amazing plan. And his is the voice that calls us each by name to follow him. To follow him out of the darkness and away from thieves and bandits and that which comes only to steal, and kill and destroy. Oh yes, Jesus is the gate who says to all of us, whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. Jesus is the gate by which we will enter into eternal life. For he says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Let us pray. O God, as we live out these days of our lives, may we never lose the ability to hear the voice of Christ, our gate and good shepherd. May we always strive to follow where he leads, for he leads to life everlasting. Amen. Alleluia.